Hello, book lovers and 2SER Book Club fans. It is an absolute privilege to be able to join you again and talk books in this Sydney lockdown time when, I don't know about you, I am trying to do a stack of reading and bouncing around a few different books, and it's always nice to know what everyone else is enjoying, and so I love being able to come in and share new books. And today, I've had the absolute pleasure of enjoying an anthology lately. If you're like me, anthologies are just a terrific way to discover writers and enjoy works from writers that, you know, maybe, you know, just enjoying them in a new format. Now, this collection is called Flock, First Nations Stories Then and Now. It's edited by Ellen Van Nieuwen, and it features 20 stories, including a story from Ellen Van Nieuwen, and also the likes of Tony Birch, Tara June Winch, Melissa Lukashenko. It's such a fantastic collection, and it goes wide and deep in terms of the incredible writing from First Nations authors in the country at the moment. I want to recommend this to you. I want to tell you how much I've loved it. I would love to go in depth about the stories that I've enjoyed, but I was recently, I had the privilege of joining in a panel with several of the authors from this collection. And one of the principles that came up was not telling other people's stories. So I want to introduce to you one of the authors from the collection and let her speak about the collection in her own words. Right now, I want to introduce Janine Lane. Janine is a Wiradjuri writer, poet, and academic from Southwest New South Wales. She's written a story for the collection called Forbidden Fruit. It is a lyric piece of microfiction. And here's Janine on Flock in her own words.
First Nations writing is always important because First Nations writing does the job that national history fails to do, which is tell her stories, our histories. We can't rely on national history to do that. As a gathering, Flock is tremendously important in many ways. There's been a dearth of First Nations gatherings or anthologies until last year where we had and early this year where we've had a really important explosion and much needed too in terms of the breadth and the diversity across geography, genre and gender of our writing community. Forbidden Fruit is almost a poem. It's a micro story and it's one of the first pieces I ever wrote as well. I've written a lot of things since then. But, yeah, it was a very early and kind of experimental pace where I was looking at how do you write a black story without, you know, really just putting a sign around your neck and saying, hey, I'm black or something. Because I started very much with poetry and judicious choices of words, I guess. So at the time that story, the Canberra Times was running a little kind of mini competition where they asked for a micro story every week. Had to get a story into 500 words. And so that just seemed like something I could do from moving from poems to and also I was very much at the time challenging myself to you know, and thinking about what is black writing and what do people expect? And you can't just write what people expect. Otherwise that's just colonial writing and you know, how to write a black story without using a sledgehammer approach and putting a big sign up and saying this is a black story. You need to read other people's stories and learn other people's stories. Like nations are built on literature, really. Nations are built on stories, whatever kind of nations they are. And when you kind of overwrite one set of stories for another, that's colonialism. So the importance of these stories are just, you know, absolutely like it is life. Itself. Yeah, I think they did a great job there in terms of like showcasing in many ways the way the genesis and the evolution of many of these writers as writers. And also so important to that too is that people get to tell their own stories and you that you read about other people's stories.
Thank you so much for joining me for Book Club. That was Janine Lane discussing the collection Flock, First Nations Stories Then and Now. You can catch Janine along with Jane Harrison and Michaela Saunders, all contributors to the collection, this Wednesday night on Final Draft at 6:30 p.m. and listen back on the podcast Final Draft Great Conversations wherever you get your podcasts and on 2SER.com. I'll see you next week for more Book Club. Happy reading.